You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, the government announced their planned route for the Auckland City Light Rail. The aim of the light rail is to connect the airport to the other major parts of the city in order to make it more accessible. However, the route chosen has come with backlash, with many transport advocacy groups believing alternate solutions or route suggestions would be a more practical fit for the city. I spoke with John Reeves, the National Coordinator for the Public Transport Users Association, about the light rail route and how other ways Auckland transport can be improved. For those who might not know, could you quickly explain what the idea or the function of the Auckland City Rail is intended to be?
Can I first say what the PTUA is about?
Yeah.
First of all, look, we are here to represent current and future public transport users, whether they catch buses, ferries, trains or light rail. And we want more investment in public transport, but not any investment. We want more good quality investment in public transport. And that's what we're about, first and foremost. To answer your question, this is about the government announced on Friday, conveniently just before a long weekend, that they intend to build a light rail tram. And first of all, let me say, light rail and tram is interoperable. They're the same thing. In North America, they had to sell the idea of trams to North Americans, so they called them light rail because it sounded sleek and very sexy. So the government intends building light rail or a tram line from Wynyard Quarter in the city all the way through to Mangere and the Auckland Airport as its final destination. They announced that they think it currently, in today's dollars, it will cost $14.5 billion. Of course, we've got record inflation, which we're all going to suffer from for the next few years, so it's probably going to end up being around $25 to $30 billion by the time it's completed in, they suggest, around 10 or 11 years' time. But, of course, who knows what will happen in 10 or 11 years' time. I didn't know there was going to be COVID 10 or 11 years ago, so who knows what happens with construction timeframes. So the light rail is to go underground from the sort of top of Queen Street all the way under Sandringham Road and pop out around Mount Roskill and then go overground down to Onehunga, through to Mangere and then to the international and domestic terminals at the Auckland Airport. That is their proposal they announced on Friday.
And following on from that, that's the proposal that they've given to us. However, there were a couple other options that they had presented to the public. Do you think that this route is the best decision that they could have made, or were the other ones more...
Well, that's a good question. First of all, they did present a couple of options to the public, but they didn't really publicise the consultation. In fact, I took the PTUA and myself, we took part in the consultation process and found it a complete sham. Because we suggested, rather than going on very slow trams to the Auckland Airport, we should do which every other city with an airport of over 20 million passengers a year does, and that's connect the airport to the existing and much faster heavy rail system, which we have already developed in Auckland. So we suggested that, but the name of the group that was deciding on the mode of transport, they said, was called the Auckland Light Rail Group. So just the name in itself tells you that they were completely biased to the mode of transport, that it had to be light rail. And they said very quickly they're not looking at heavy rail or the modern rail systems that we have around Auckland already. So that was a massive disappointment, and we could see alarm bells there and then immediately. So they've proposed three different suggestions for light rail. One of them was a surface light rail line that went across all the roads, either Dominion Road or Sandringham Road, to the airport. But, of course, we know for such a long route, 24 kilometres to the airport, a surface light rail tram would naturally be blocked by all sorts of things. It could be car accidents at intersections. It could be cars jamming roads. It could be trucks stuck. It could be a light rail tram breaking down in the middle of the road, causing a huge backlog and causing chaos. So they discounted that one. And then another option was, they had another option which was also involving some other tunnelling as well. But they discounted those two and decided to go for this third option, which is a huge tunnelling expedition. And like I said, we promote public transport investment, but we want good quality and wisely thought out public transport, and this does not tick that bill.
And following on from that, the estimate of $25 billion to build is such a staggering amount of money that it could be used in other ways in small places around Auckland's transport. Are there things you would like to see it be used in?
Yes, totally. A great question. Look, if we look at 14.5 billion or 25 billion or 30 billion or whatever the end cost that the Minister of Transport, Michael Wood, is trying to lump onto taxpayers, if we had that amount of money to do any other transport, public transport projects in Auckland, we could build the most needed, urgent issues right now. We could build the infrastructure like a modern light rail or extension of heavy rail through to West Auckland, right through to Westgate and out to Kumeu. We could start getting underway a second harbour or third harbour crossing, but with rail across to the North Shore. We could be extending bus lanes all across the city. We could be adding a fourth track to our main railway lines through the city, and we could also be building a railway link from Avondale through to Onehunga and the airport so that the huge freight trains, which will be coming from Northport in the next few years, can bypass the very clogged up rail network in the central city area. And we could do all that, and honestly, it will come under $25 to $30 billion. So we could achieve a lot more for the spend on this very skinny spinal corridor that the Minister Michael Wood has chosen. The thing that worries me and many of the public transport lobby groups is that this appears not to be really about public transport. It seems to be pork barrel politics, because the line of the light rail is going through Michael Wood's electorate, and he's the Minister of Transport, and formerly Phil Goff was the Minister, the MP for there. It's close to Jacinda Ardern's electorate. It goes through two other Labour Party electorates in Mangere, and also there's the Auckland Central seat, which Labour would like to win back from the Greens next election. So I kind of see this not really about a proper public transport system, but it does seem heavily like pork barrel politics to win votes at the next election. And I think perhaps Michael Wood seems to be more worried about that, but he's not letting on.
As you mentioned, there's already a heavy rail system put in place, and introducing a light rail system, do you think having both working at the same time would improve or just further clog up all our transport issues that we already have?
Well, actually, you're right. Having two completely incompatible rail systems in a city with a population our size, or even if you doubled it, makes absolutely no sense at all, especially for a long key route to the airport.
And finally, going forward with this plan, they've said that they're going to do the city light rail, and it's going to take a few years. What are you hoping to see happens in these years?
Well, it's interesting. I was thinking back. I remember 4 years ago, I was actually in the PTUA and the Campaign for Better Transport, and I think even that group calling themselves Greater Auckland, they were opposed to the national government wanting to build an east-west motorway link going across Onehunga, and that was going to cost $320 million per kilometre. That was going to be the most expensive road building project in the world, and the incoming government, which was Labour, New Zealand First and the Greens, stopped it immediately, said, no way, this is not going to happen, it makes no sense, let's reconsider and look at new plans. So next year's an election, 2023, and as what we've learned from what happened a few years ago, any silly transport plans could be stopped and modified to be better. And the PTUA, we would certainly like to see this silly light rail plan as it's proposed stopped right now.
That was John Reeves from the Public Transport Users Association speaking to me about the Auckland Light Rail and some of the concerns he has with the practicality of the light rail route.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.